local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And a good Thursday afternoon, one more day, and then it's the weekend again. We love hearing that. It's Pensacola right now at News Radio 92.3. Your texts are always welcome, 850-437-1620. I'm Joe Gracie alongside, letting you know everything that's happening on in your world today. And we'll get a quick update to start on the roads and our first warning weather forecast.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98. Nothing really to slow you down throughout Gulf Breeze in Tiger Point. We do have some slowdowns if you're heading westbound into Navarre on 98, though. For weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
We're heating on up as we head through the end of the work week and into the weekend. We'll have highs in the lower 90s right through the inland spots. If you're closer to the beach, your highs will be in the upper 80s, and you factor in the humidity, and it could feel close to 100 degrees every single afternoon, so keep that in mind. Rain chances are on the low side, only 20 to 30% isolated chances through the weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 81 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And real quick, this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So we start with our top three stories. Forecasters say the wildfire smoke blanketing the Northeast may start lifting before the end of the night tonight.
If we reach a point where you have to shut down things, we're willing to do so. The precedent is already there. We're not at that point. We're at the point where each entity will make their determination.
That's Mayor Eric Adams talking today, and we already have seen the resumption of some activities that were postponed yesterday, most notably the New York Yankees scheduling a doubleheader today against the White Sox, and also the Philadelphia Phillies doing the same, and both those cities' teams back in action today. There's also the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, another high-profile event scheduled for New York State. That will be, quote, a game-time decision, according to local authorities, to see if the air quality improves over the next 24 hours. Also, Ukrainian forces are pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffensive. Ukrainians have reportedly struck from four different directions, though Russia's defense minister claims Russian forces are resisting and that Ukraine has lost up to 1,500 troops.
Also, a man is the man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody in the U.S. This is Yoron Van Der Sloot is in Alabama, where he faces fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Holloway's disappearance was during a trip to Aruba, and her body was never found.
And taking a look at some local headlines, saw this one from the PNJ, my eyebrows raised up. A busy few days for the Escambia County Animal Control Officers, as they've apparently spent the last several days clearing out over 600 pigs from the In Loving Swineness Sanctuary in Cantonment. According to Animal Control Director John Robinson, officers got started on Thursday after they got a call from the owner who said, quote, "I can't do this anymore." Robinson says there will certainly be civil violations. Criminal charges are possible, too. He says the pigs have been spread out to other farms, with some going to neighboring Alabama. You heard it in the Channel 3 update, rather. More fireworks at this morning's Santa Rosa County Public Forum. This time, it was Commissioner Kerry Smith drawing the ire of a resident who alleged the two had a confrontation following Monday's meeting.
Kerry Smith aggressively confronted me. He started to let me know that I dressed, looked, and sounded like a f***ing idiot. He continued this attack, saying that I was a brown shirt who needed the armband as a Russian serf. He went on as far as questioning my loyalty to my country.
So Smith denied the claims that Michael Stevens made. Stevens has been outspoken against Smith, most notably the last two times the commissioners have met regarding the controversy surrounding the comments that Commissioner James Calkins made. It was Kerry Smith who made the appointment that Calkins voted against on the the volunteer board there. And so Stevens has addressed the board the last two times, and both times led to him being escorted away from the podium by a Santa Rosa County deputy. Well, the Escambia County Commissioners are scheduled to next month take up the debate over the proposed location of the new DOMES, or District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. It's the office that serves Walton, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia counties, and so far, Escambia is the only one that has not signed off on the plan.
I think our board would have liked to have the facility in Escambia County, which I would have too, but having it on Avalon Boulevard, to me, is close enough, and it's working in the best spirit with the other counties.
That's Mike Kohler who talked to Channel 3. Other commissioners, though, say that they would prefer the new office to stay in Escambia County, rather, as Escambia accounts for roughly half of the autopsies performed in the district. And another local story, Pensacola woman now facing charges after biting a deputy this morning, or yesterday morning, rather. 30-year-old Angela Scott is now facing multiple charges, including aggravated battery on an officer. Deputies went to a home on Gettysburg Drive where Scott was allegedly causing a disturbance as they were trying to detain her and putting her into the squad car. Scott allegedly bit a deputy on his right bicep, breaking the skin. The deputy then apparently pushed Scott's face back and hit her with a closed fist in the eye. Scott also had previous active warrants for aggravated assault and trespassing. She's being held on no bond. Bit late to traffic and weather. Gracie, I'm sorry about that.
No, we're good. We're looking good on the roads, though. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. And if you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Rain has moved out of our area for right now. We may still have some chances of rain throughout this evening, so just keep that in mind. With a low of 72 for this evening, it's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton and Gulf Breeze, and we do have some rain chances that are going to continue throughout tomorrow, with the high for tomorrow being 91. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111, brought to you by Coastal Machinery Company, with over 40 years in business, locations in Pensacola and in Crestview. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and your weather on the fives.
And looking at Florida notes now, jury scams are apparently becoming more and more prevalent. Fraudsters are calling potential jurors, telling them they have to pay fees or face being arrested after missing a report date.
If you receive a call from someone you believe is posing as a law enforcement officer, hang up. Call 911 or report it to your nearest police station, and you can call the clerk of court always to get accurate information.
And prosecutors in South Florida say they've been investigating several cases. Also, State Attorney General Ashley Moody says that there were cases in at least five counties last year.
And dozens in Central Florida are picking up the pieces after a tornado moved through the area. The National Weather Service surveyed Satellite Beach earlier today to confirm an EF1 tornado with winds up to 100 miles per hour touched down in the South Patrick Shores neighborhood. The incident happened yesterday afternoon, but it impacted 40 to 50 homes in that area.
And speaking of bad weather, time's running out for you if you want to save money on hurricane supplies as the state's disaster preparedness sales tax holiday ends tomorrow. Now, some of the items that qualify include household necessities, pet supplies, batteries, and portable generators. Emergency leaders encourage you to use this time to get emergency kits in order, as the Atlantic hurricane season is already underway, of course.
And more witnesses are taking the stand in the trial for the Parkland School Resource Officer. Scott Peterson is accused of taking cover during the Parkland massacre and is facing 11 total charges. Defense attorneys tried to establish that there was some confusion over what happened when police heard shots during the incident.
6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at national and worldwide headlines. Happy Thursday. It's Pensacola right now, and this is News Radio 92.3.
Dave Ramsey here. For years, we've been steering people onto a better financial road. When it comes to your car, I want to steer you toward better auto service. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is a staple in the community with a strong reputation earned by years of great service. From routine maintenance like an oil change to diagnosing a problem when your dash lights come on, you can trust Bobby Likas Auto Service to give the best car care at a fair price. And if you're driving a luxury vehicle you think needs to be serviced by the dealers across a state line, stop! There's no need to make a trip to Mobile to service your vehicle. Bobby Likas Auto Service is authorized to perform the required services that maintain your factory warranty. So save time and money. Take it to one of the most trusted auto repair shops around. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or online at carclinicservice.com. carclinicservice.com.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top of the line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Joe and Gracie on a Thursday afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your week and happy it's coming to an end almost soon. We are going to get a quick look at the roads at 625 right now. Roads are looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, and all our slowdowns from the weather that happened earlier this afternoon have cleared up. And if you do see something on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Summer-like weather as we go through the end of the work week and into the upcoming weekend. We'll have highs near 90 degrees every single day. If you're closer to the coast, you'll be in the 80s. If you're further away from the coast, you'll be in the 90s. But with the humidity, we'll all feel near 100 every single afternoon. Lows in the 70s. Rain chance-wise, they're isolated each afternoon, but they're there. 20 to 30% chances low, but still a chance for a pop-up every single day. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, Milton, and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
One of the big national stories today was right up the road in Alabama. The Supreme Court struck down Republican-drawn congressional districts that critics say discriminated against black voters. Justices voted 5-4 against Alabama, which came as a surprise.
When they drew their congressional boundaries, they did not allow civil rights groups, namely black voters, to remedy those violations that they thought that they were committing.
That's NBC News' Julia Ainsley. The 7 congressional districts will now have to be redrawn.
And the House floor is still in an uproar after several conservative blocked party-line Republican bills. It started on Tuesday when 11 Republicans, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, joined Democrats in voting against GOP bills and effectively blocked the Republican legislation from advancing to the floor. The move was in retaliation to the Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling agreement with the White House. And the revolt continued yesterday, and McCarthy ended up canceling all the votes for the rest of the week.
China will pay Cuba several billion dollars to establish a spy base focused on the southeastern U.S. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, citing U.S. officials with highly classified intelligence information. The electronic eavesdropping facility on the island country of Cuba would be about 100 miles from Florida.
Yikes. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution that he says will permanently add 4 broadly supported gun safety principles. Newsom says that the amendment would raise the federal minimum of buying a gun to the ages to the age 21 from 18, mandate universal background checks, institute a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases, and ban the civilian purchase of assault weapons.
More than 200 people were stranded in Russia, but are now in San Francisco. The Air India flight left Delhi on Tuesday, but had to make an emergency landing in Siberia due to engine problems. It took nearly 2 days for a replacement plane to arrive. The airline confirmed the new plane touched down overnight with all passengers and crew safely on board.
And a story out of Utah. Protesters are criticizing a Utah school district over a decision to remove the Bible from some of its libraries. Dozens of protesters showed up at the state capitol yesterday to slam the decision by the Davis School District, and demanded that the book be returned to all school libraries. The Bible was removed after being challenged under a state law that was passed just last year.
And the legal team for former President Trump has been told that he is a target of a federal investigation into his handling of classified documents. Trump's lawyers were reportedly notified by prosecutors in special counsel Jack Smith's office, a sign that he is likely to face charges. Trump was found to have over 300 documents with classified markings at his Mar-a-Lago residence after he had left office.
And Vice President Kamala Harris is in the Bahamas today, announcing over $100 million in U.S. aid to the Caribbean. New assistance for the Caribbean includes $50 million in humanitarian aid for Haiti. And financial aid will also be established to 2 U.S. Embassies in the Eastern Caribbean.
And lastly, U.S. and U.K. standing together in their unwavering support for Ukraine. President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a press conference at the White House today. Sunak in Washington, D.C. for his first official visit since taking office last year. 6:30 now. Fox News Update is coming up. It's Pensacola right now, and this is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden speaks alongside Rishi Sunak, hosting the British Prime Minister at the White House. The president says the two countries will cooperate on regulating artificial intelligence.
Cooperating on data and AI. It is a limitless capacity and possibility. But we have to do it with great care.
One of the many Republicans who hopes to replace Biden is out campaigning in an early voting state after announcing his bid Wednesday. Former Vice President Mike Pence.
Former Vice President Mike Pence spent some of the afternoon at a pizza ranch in Waukee, Iowa. It's his first full day on the campaign trail as a declared candidate, where he knocked the last two presidents and says the country needs a true conservative in the White House.
Fox's Rich Edson, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also joining a crowded GOP field this week. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Having posted better-than-expected quarterly results, DocuSign shares are up a sharp 4.8% in after-hours trading. The Ace Signatures company crushed estimates in reporting revenue of $661.4 million, up 12% from the year earlier period. DocuSign also raised its outlook for the full fiscal year. With much of the Northeast and beyond coping with hazardous air quality this week, sales of various products that can help with the situation are seeing a spike. Google searches for air purifiers have surged 16-fold since Monday, and people have been rushing to buy air filters, humidifiers, and high-quality masks on Amazon. Shares of companies that make air purifiers and filters like Whirlpool and Carrier Global have seen gains of at least 8.5% over the past five sessions. Today, those latter companies fell slightly, even though the market overall notched solid gains. The S&P 500 added 26 points, and the Dow Jones Industrials jumped 168. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. The Vikings released running back Dalvin Cook today. He's an outstanding player, but he plays the wrong position at the wrong time. Running backs still get their fair share of the glory. They just don't get the money. One after another has run into a disappointing market this offseason. Seems unfair, but it's the reality and a good reason elite football players might want to choose a different position growing up. I'm Andrew Perloff.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I had a nighttime routine for my frequent heartburn. I would drink milk, I would sleep upright with more pillows, but that painful burning stayed. So I made Prilosec OTC part of my morning routine. With just one pill each morning, Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid production, blocking heartburn day and night. Now I have a new nighttime routine. I call it sleeping.
One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, it's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
AM 1620, Gracie and Joe with Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Thursday, or we're calling it Friday Eve because we're almost there, almost done with the week. And we're looking great on the roads. We're going to get a quick look a little bit late to traffic on the 5, 637 right now, but we're looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, I mean, we had some rough weather around 3 o'clock today, but we're looking great right now. Clear skies, a little bit cloudy. But right now, News Radio ThreatNet radar not showing anything that's going to send any hail or rain or anything like that right now. It's 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 81 in Milton. And this traffic report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that your Florida watermelon is in season right now. And you can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com, and that's from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So we told you in the last segment about former President Trump, and he just a couple of minutes ago in the commercial break said that he has now been indicted into the investigation into classified documents at his Florida home. There were reports a little bit earlier ago that the news media was starting to gather outside of the federal courthouse in downtown Miami as they were anticipating that the indictment could come as early as tomorrow for illegally allegedly storing classified documents. But now Trump says that he has been indicted in that case. So that breaking just a couple of minutes ago. So certainly keeping you up to date on that. And that's why we're here, letting you know everything that's going on. And even when it breaks, so there it is. Former President Trump indicted for the documents, the classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. So there you go. Let's continue on here now that we've gotten that out of the way. Some sports headlines. We've got game number 3 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. The Golden Knights leading the Panthers 2-0. So the Panthers have some work to do, but they are back home now. So we'll see if they can get it done. Major League Baseball scoreboard. Phillies leading the Tigers 1-0 in the top of the 7th. The Astros over the Blue Jays 2-0. The Guardians over the Red Sox 1-0. The Braves up on the Mets 3-0 at the end of the first inning, and the second game of the doubleheader between the White Sox and the Yankees just getting started earlier today. The White Sox beat the Yankees 6-5 in Game 1. Also, the Rays beat the Twins 4-2. Other sports notes, the Vikings releasing running back Dalvin Cook today. He's due to receive about $11 million in salary. The team had been trying to trade him now for a few weeks. New York, not sure if they're going to get the green light to race the Belmont Stakes tomorrow. Of course, the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. They have said that it'll be a game time decision, really, But the anticipation, the expectation is right now that the smoke should be able to clear enough for them to get that race in. The horses have not been training for the last couple of nights, though. So, that'll certainly factor in as well. Post time at 6 o'clock on Fox tomorrow. So that's the latest from Belmont. Lionel Messi, of course, we talked about this yesterday, joining Inter Miami. And in the first 24 hours after the news broke, Inter Miami adding more than 4 million Instagram followers. Just underway on ESPN, game two of the Women's College World Series. Florida State needs a win, or else Oklahoma will win the third consecutive national title. The Sooners won 5-0 last night in game number one. It's a best of three series there. Tex says, that will not stop the people from supporting him. This is a witch hunt. That's what we heard in the case with, her name escapes me, but, Trump said that was a witch hunt. We've got this now with the classified documents. So, it's not going to dissuade people, and it'll be interesting to hear what Trump has to say about that in the coming days. I assume that he will have something to say. Health and business and science notes. Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department says the number of American workers applying for first-time unemployment benefits rose to $261,000 in the week ending June 3rd. It's their highest level since October of 2021.
And the American Red Cross is moving to incentivize folks to donate blood. The organization says that they have fallen short of donations last month, and it is cause for concern. So for people who donate this month, they're going to be able to receive a $10 gift card via email to their store of choice, and they're also going to get registered to win a backyard theater package.
Let's see. Fox News claiming former host Tucker Carlson violated his contract with the network by launching his own Twitter show. Axios reports the company notified Carlson's lawyers by letter yesterday. His attorneys told the outlet, though, that any legal action by Fox would violate his First Amendment rights.
And Delta is paying back a group of customers who claimed that they didn't get their money back on flights canceled during the pandemic. The Atlanta-based airline recently agreed to a settlement to pay cash refunds plus interest. Affected customers must have booked a flight between March 1st of 2020 and April 30th of 2021, and they also are required to have requested a refund through the customer care database.
Pop culture notes today. Televangelist Pat Robertson died at the age of 93. He founded a cable news network that eventually became Freeform. The channel still broadcasts Robertson's signature TV program, The 700 Club.
And if you are a fan of Bob's Burgers or Better Call Saul, you'll know that Jay Johnson. Yeah, he's an actor that's in both those TV shows, and he's actually behind bars on charges from the January 6th riot. Federal prosecutors say that Jay Johnston helped attack the U.S. Capitol in 2021, and the 54-year-old actor was dumped from Bob's Burgers when the alleged involvement of the riot came to light.
Country star Chris Stapleton's concert tonight in Syracuse was postponed because of hazardous air quality. It's, the result of the smoke from the out-of-control wildfires in Quebec. He says the show will be rescheduled, though.
And if you're a fan of Wednesday, that was on Netflix from Wednesday Addams, Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday, is also going to be producer of the second season. She says that conversations have already started with Tim Burton and the team on season two. Season two for the Netflix show is going to lean more into the horror aspect of the show, ditching kind of the romantic love interest that they had in season one, and going to be getting bolder and more dark. Did you watch that show?
No, first I've heard of it.
It's actually pretty good. It is a little cheesy. It's one season. It's one of those quick, easy things to watch. I didn't love it, but it's not bad. And it kind of, the younger generation watched it a lot on Netflix, I would say.
I'm old then.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you said it's the first you've heard of it.
Okay. But. So, in other words...
Just saying,
No. Yeah, that's mind. Exactly what I said.
What
yeah.
else is going on in pop culture, Joe?
All right. I don't know. I can't really read it. Let me get my spectacles on. Sotheby's is calling it the most significant pink diamond ever to appear at auction. It's the Eternal Pink. It's 10.5 carats. It's a cushion-shaped gem. It was found in Botswana back in 2019, and it took 6 months to cut down from nearly 24 carats. It's estimated to fetch at least $35 million. Wow. 6:45 right now. We'll take a quick break and get a look at the local roads and weather.
Well, roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. If you do see something on the roads, always make sure to just give me a call to the traffic line with the details to 850-2626-111. For weather, we're actually going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Summer-like weather as we go through the end of the work week and into the upcoming weekend. We'll have highs near 90 degrees every single day. If you're closer to the coast, you'll be in the 80s. If you're further away from the coast, you'll be in the 90s. But with the humidity, we'll all feel near 100 every single afternoon. Lows in the 70s. Rain chance-wise, they're isolated each afternoon, but they're there. 20 to 30% chances low, but still a chance for a pop-up every single day. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 81 right now in Pensacola, 82 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. A new poll came out and asked people if they like to be greeted and offered help when they enter a store. Only 8% of people said, yes, I like that. The total people that were surveyed was 8,000. 40% of people say it doesn't matter to them either way. And 52% said they do not like that. Joe, thoughts?
I stand with the 52% on that one. I am the 52% to steal the old 1%ers Occupy Wall Street. Yeah. I don't know why it is that I am that way. It's just the way God made me, that I do not like it. When people say, hi, how are you? That's totally cool. I'm on board with that. But for some reason, when people say, is there anything I can help you with, or is there anything you're looking for, just, you know, being a nice person and being a good employee, I don't like it. I hate it. I said, no, I don't have anything that you can help me with.
And obviously, but I'm looking for something.
That's right. I want to do it my own. It's like my own little, scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm falling in the 40% where it really doesn't affect me either way. I would say if I'm in not like a big box store, but if I'm in a smaller store and they're saying, what are you looking for?
I was just going to say in like a small store, like when I go to the mall and if it's like a Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, that's all right. But if I go into like the Ray-Ban store where it's just like there's only two people that can be in it at one time.
Yeah.
And the person's just right there looking. I just feel like just their eyes are just in the back of my head. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not making eye contact with them. Right. Like, let me just look at these sunglasses and leave me alone.
Exactly. So. It's exactly right. So a family from Las Vegas says that they saw aliens in their backyard after something fell from the sky. The 911 call audio was released yesterday. It happened about 40 minutes after something streaked low across the sky a couple months ago. A bright green flash was seen across Nevada, Utah, and Eastern California, and it was recorded on a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body camera, so the flash definitely happened. And here was the police call that was made about 40 minutes after that flash was seen across the sky.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. We're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
So, Gracie, you have said that you do not give any sort of credence whatsoever to aliens, UFOs, alternative lives like that. Does this affect you anyway?
No, I'm not going to believe it unless I see a picture And even then, probably.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you saw a picture, would you be like, ah, this could have been doctored?
Doctored. I mean, that phone call, that could be AI. There's no way. Maybe not from the 911 database, but I don't know. I can't get behind it. I don't.
Okay. Well, we'll see. My mind is, I'm much more open-minded after
that.
After that, yeah.
I love that he says, it's looking right at us.
I mean, it could have been. 6:51, we'll take a final break of the night, come back with some more wacky stuff, some good news. Again, just breaking a few moments ago, former President Trump says he has been indicted in the investigation into classified documents found at his Florida home. Prosecutors deciding to indict him for the alleged mishandling of classified documents and obstructing the government's attempt to retrieve the documents. That indictment coming just a few moments ago, according to former President Trump. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. In the Florida Panhandle, it's both. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. While we can't do a whole lot about the heat and humidity outside your home, we can make a big difference in the comfort and humidity inside your home. Our high-efficiency comfort systems are designed to reduce humidity, save on energy cost, be better for the environment, at the same time, keeping your home more comfortable. Combine that with instant rebates up to $1,200 and available energy tax credits up to $2,000, and a new high-efficiency comfort system is the way to go when your home needs a new system. Want to know more? Give me a call.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
We'll be right back.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon, getting ready to finish off this work week after tomorrow and have a great weekend. Going to get a quick look at the roads and weather. Last one of the night, we're looking great. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, our rain has moved out of the area for now, but we do still have a 30% chance of rain for tonight, and then mostly clear skies in the overnight hours. A low of 73 for this evening. It's 82 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton and Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio with your traffic and weather together.
And so just to recap top stories, and number one's just been replaced. Former President Trump just a few minutes ago on Truth Social saying that he has been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday, saying that he has been indicted over what he calls the boxes hoax in connection to his alleged mishandling of classified documents and obstructing the government's attempt to retrieve those documents. The indictment coming down after a months-long investigation by special counsel Jack Smith. So if you've been following that, you will hear much more on that throughout the night. Networks and breaking news coverage on that will certainly have reaction with Andrew McKay tomorrow morning. Fox News will have it here at 7 o'clock as well. But Trump confirming on Truth Social that he has been indicted over the classified documents investigation. Also, forecasters say the wildfire smoke blanketing the Northeast is starting to lift, although it may be a few more days before it clears out completely. Ukrainian forces pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffensive, though Russia says they've lost up to 1,500 troops. And also, the man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway, that's Joran Vandersloot, is now in FBI custody and back in the U.S. Well, finishing the hour now with some good news. And Gracie, a pretty cool story regarding a couple of sisters in Texas.
Yeah, 14-year-old in Texas graduated high school and is heading to the University of Texas, Arlington. She entered high school at the age of 10, and she plans to study computer science and aviation. And these smarty pants, it runs in the family because her sister also graduated high school at the age of 14, too.
Wow. I thought I could never, never dream that. My parents did a lot, but I never could. Authorities in Georgia honoring a 10-year-old girl for her heroics after helping rescue her grandfather from a pool. Her name's Aurora. She jumped into the pool at Deer Run Villas after watching her grandfather fall into the water and became unresponsive. Aurora told her grandmother not to jump in to save her grandfather as she is unable to swim, but instead went in herself. Police say that somehow she was able to muster up the strength and ability to push her grandfather to the edge of the pool so that her grandmother could help bring him out. Very cool.
Yeah, very awesome. And a nice story out of Pennsylvania. A man named Kevin Curry recently found out that his dog at the age of 7 had terminal cancer. He said that he and Mello would take 2 walks around the neighborhood every day. He wanted something special on his last walk. The entire town turned out, lined the streets so everyone could say farewell to this doggy.
Aw.
Very nice story.
You didn't cry today. I thought you would.
Yeah, I got all my
tears out. That's my goal every day that I wake up. I say, what story can I put in here that'll make Gracie cry?
And
I thought I had it today.
If it's not a good news story, it'll be just make her cry. Kidding.
Yep. All right. Well, Donald Trump indicted. That's going to dominate the news headlines for the rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow, Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3.